USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
10 people were killed, including a police officer, in a mass shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado on Monday. Boulder police were called to King Soopers just before 3 p.m. local time after reports of shots fired. A suspect has been arrested. Police plan to hold another press conference Tuesday morning as the investigation remains ongoing. Miami Beach, Florida extends curfew as police chief says partying couldn't go on any longer, pointing to over 1,000 arrests in one of the nation's top party spots. Miami Beach officials warned Sunday that the unruly spring break gathering by the thousands, fighting in the streets, destroying restaurant property, and refusing to wear masks has become a serious threat to public safety. DoorDash announced Monday that it will begin facilitating same-day delivery of COVID-19 test collection kits across the United States. Consumers will now be able to access two COVID-19 home collection kits that received FDA emergency use authorization on-demand delivery from DoorDash's DashMart locations across the nation. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
If you started the 2020 year feeling like Canadian bodybuilder Joe Weider and now feel like Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in Ghostbusters 2, you're not alone. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
If you're feeling a little softer around the middle after months of COVID lockdowns, well, you're not alone. A new study from the University of California, San Francisco found that adults in the U.S. who were under stay-at-home orders gained an average of a half a pound for every 10 days spent at home. Surveying nearly 7,500 people, researchers found that their subjects put on an average of a pound and a half for every month that they stayed home. The study said that the primary causes of weight gain were likely due to changes in physical activity patterns, as well as self-reported increases in snacking and overeating.
A UC San Francisco study shows the average American put on 0.59 pounds every 10 days during the lockdown. NASCAR took to Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee and covered the track in dirt. The Food City Dirt Race is Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tampa Bay Rays pitcher Brent Honeywell discusses his return to the mound this spring training with MajorLeagueBaseball.com.
I tried to keep it like it was another day at the yard, honestly. I think I did a pretty good job of that, honestly. It was a different feeling, especially with my family in the seats again. That's a pretty big part. Baseball is a pretty big part of my family line, so you know, I was definitely happy to be out there. I woke up, got to the field, put my stuff on as soon as I got here because that's what I do on start day. I got kind of amped and, you know, getting loose, getting ready to go out to the field. But I just told myself, you know, I gotta control a little bit of emotions right now, you know, not get too high, not too low, you know, just kind of keep it even keeled and go out and do the job that they're asking to do. You know, when the anthem hits, that means it's time to go. You know, it's getting close. Game's getting close. So, you know, after kind of my routine, after the anthem, I throw three or four to get, you know, back ready to go out to the field and then, you know, just take it from there. So I think that was, you know, that was a big deal, you know, to kind of get, you know, some chill bumps, you know, it's the best thing you can do every fifth day. Like, there's nothing better.
Brent talks about his recent start against the Red Sox and breaks down his outing.
I thought myself was decent. I thought my fastball was good. I thought the location of the stuff was pretty good.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.